proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Offman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio broadcast. We began to look at the 9th chapter of the book of Daniel and the prophecy contained therein, the prophecy that covers an interval known as 70 weeks. The angel Gabriel informed Daniel, quote, "Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks, unquote. What did the angel mean by that statement? Let's break down the component elements. The command to rebuild Jerusalem can be found in the 2nd chapter of the book of Nehemiah. Historians place this particular event in B.C. 444. The Jewish religious calendar is based upon the cycles of the moon. It consists of 12 months of 30 days apiece, totaling 360 days. To get the Jewish religious calendar in line with the solar calendar, which most other countries use, the Jews add an extra 30-day months every so often. Thus, the period of 7 weeks and 62 weeks would constitute 173,880 days. Counting ahead from the month of Nisan in B.C. 44, which is when the commandment to rebuild Jerusalem was issued, and counting ahead 173,888 days, brings us up to the month of Nisan in the year A.D. 33. According to Daniel's prophecy, that month should mark the appearance of Messiah the Prince. Note that only one messianic claimant appeared amongst the Jews during those days, namely Jesus Christ. New Testament records provided further confirmation of this interpretation. The Gospel of Luke noted that John the Baptist began his ministry in the 15th year of Tiberius Caesar. Tiberius became the emperor of Rome in A.D. 14. His 15th year would have been A.D. 29. Shortly after John began baptizing others, Jesus Christ began his public ministry. That interval lasted for a little over 3 years, and would have started shortly after A.D. 29. Adding 3 years to that point would bring us to approximately A.D. 33, when Jesus Christ entered Jerusalem several days before the Jewish Passover. Remember that the Jewish Passover falls during the Hebrew month of Nisan, on the 14th day of that month. The way in which Jesus Christ came into Jerusalem fulfilled another prophecy. We read in Matthew 21 that, quote, "When they drew nigh unto Jerusalem and were come to Bethphage unto the Mount of Olives, then sent Jesus 2 disciples, saying unto them, Go into the village over against you, and straightway ye shall find an ass tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them unto me," unquote. This was done in order to fulfill a prophecy contained in the 9th chapter of the book of Zechariah, relating to the king coming to the Jewish people, meek, lowly, sitting upon an ass, and upon a colt, the foal of an ass. In one of the previous radio broadcast series, we looked at the accounts of certain individuals who claimed to be the prophesied Jewish Messiah. However, only one such person actually appeared on the scene when Daniel's 69th week or period of 7 would have come to an end, and that was Jesus Christ. Therefore, the phrase Messiah the Prince must refer to Jesus Christ and cannot refer to any others. During that period of 70 weeks or periods of 7, a number of miraculous events will take place. We'll learn about these occurrences in future sessions. This is Mark Offman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.